We now have a junior from Duquesne University. Nadja Glenn Nasiatka is here. And Nadja is involved with a project in association with the Thomas Merton Center today called the Unity Zine Release Party. Hi, Nadja.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. And tell me a little bit about your project, its background, and what you'll be doing. I said today, and actually it's a week. It's coming up this Friday, not today. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, about a year ago, when I was a junior at Duquesne, I joined the Merton Center. I became an intern. And since I've been there, you know, I've kind of joined our publication, The New People. And an idea we had over the summer was a fundraiser. So something we had done for a First Friday, which if you're not familiar, the First Fridays on Penn are kind of like art galleries and exhibitions where different businesses on Penn exhibit what it is they do. We had an idea to create a zine, and it actually went off really well the first time, so we kind of kept it in mind for a possible fundraiser. About a month later, when we were planning a fundraiser to kind of make more money for the new people, we decided that maybe that would be a good time to bring back the idea of a zine release. So in about June or July, we actually started drafting all of the initial plans for it. We kind of wanted to give it a little bit of space, some time, knowing that we were all starting school at different places and that we'd have to kind of come back and reconvene. So we ultimately decided in September that would be a good time, far enough in that everybody would be back home from summer vacation. So we ended up choosing September 30th, it being, you know, a Friday, it being a good time, the beginning of fall. Not too far in, and we kind of wanted it to be something that was really community-based in a lot of ways, and it being about self-expression, but we weren't quite sure where to go with it at first. Ultimately, and I don't remember how, but we decided on the name Unity with, like, the word U in instead of just the letter U, and we wanted it to kind of be almost a collaborative event where the artists we wanted to participate in it, or the musicians, or the people who submitted pieces to the zine, would really feel like it wasn't just all of us together as activists, or all of us together as, you know, people noticing things happening in our world, or as poets, or something like that, but something that was almost collaborative, like, you know, your self-expression is my self-expression, how I feel is the way that you feel, and we can understand one another. So ultimately, we came up with this idea of the zine release. That was our theme, and we've just been rocking with it since then.
That is just terrific. And, you know, The New People has been published by the Thomas Merton Center for a long time. It's a great newspaper, and it needs the love and care and fundraising that you mentioned. And you're doing something right in the spirit of it, too, with the zine that you've created, and to be enmeshed also in the community as part of the First Fridays and Unblurred. It makes perfect sense. So folks can come there. It's this coming Friday from 7 to 10 o'clock is where your event is going to be. Is that right?
Yes, we'll be at the Irma Freeman Center, and our admission is between $5 to $20, so it's on a sliding scale with, like, different things available at each level. So, like, it's kind of built in as opposed to buying certain things at the event, like the zine or anything like that.
And now this is in Uptown, the Irma Freeman Center, right?
It's in Garfield.
Oh, okay. Why was I thinking of Uptown? So you'll be able to be there that night, and it's exciting. Is the zine out yet? Have you printed?
Yeah, actually, we started putting it together a couple of weeks ago. That's whenever we closed submissions off, I think, at the end of August. We put it together about 2 weeks ago or a week and a half ago, and then it was printed this past week.
Excellent. Well, congratulations. Will you keep up the zine with regular issues, do you think?
Well, you know, that's something we've discussed, and because it was kind of a collaboration between a bunch of summer interns and I that, you know, we were kind of deciding if we'd want to keep it up, I actually cannot answer that right now. There are like five other people that I'd have to ask about that first.
No, but it's a collaboration. That's the right answer. So you're in your senior year now. I was thinking you were a junior. Is this your final year?
Yes.
Congratulations.
This is my penultimate semester. Thank you so much.
What's your major?
My major's in biology with a minor in biochemistry.
Well, that's terrific that you're, I don't mean to be surprised, but, you know, you're amongst journalism and communications majors at Duquesne, as well as language majors, English majors. It's great that you're getting involved with the zine and with expression, and that you're committed to self-expression. And have you thought about what you might want to do after you get out of school?
Well, I have. I'm actually going to take this upcoming year off, take a gap year, and probably participate in AmeriCorps or in something I was thinking was community-based. You know, ultimately, I'd like to go to med school. My initial plans were to get like an MD, JD, be in one of those programs, as to be able to practice medicine for a few years. And by a few, I mean at least enough to make 12 plus years of school worth it.
Mm-hmm.
And then influence maybe public policy regarding healthcare. I feel like oftentimes there's a very big leap between what our politicians and what the people who set procedural healthcare may think and what people who practice it may think. And I think in the country we live in, where it's so easy to kind of be blinded by rhetoric, it's important to have somebody who knows what's happening on the forefront doing things. And ultimately, I mean, for me, I want to go to med school to help people. You know, I want to be able to make things more accessible to people. I've always had health care. It's always been good health care, so I've never had to worry about a lot of things. And just being a person, having had sick grandparents, having met peers in my university years who hadn't had health care until our university required it, it's one of those things that I think it's rather important to not just look at it in a very myopic way, like, well, I want to be a doctor, I want to influence these things, but to kind of ultimately understand how that works out in our modern world and what we can do to make it better. You know, it's kind of like Charlie Chaplin said, the earth is good and there's enough for everyone and we should want to help one another if possible. I believe that 100%. So that's kind of it.
Oh, that, I'm glad I asked you that question, and I really wish you the best of luck. You can just
stop in
anytime between 7 and 10 o'clock. The Unity, Y-O-U-N-I-T-Y, zine release party, September 30th, this coming Friday, 7 to 10, at the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination, which is in Garfield. And I wish you the best of luck, Nadja. Thanks for being
with
us.
Thank you so much.
That's Duquesne University senior Nadja Glenn Nasiatka. And more information is available for you if you go to our website at slbradio.org.